Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do have today's official New York Yankee lineup brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of your New York Yankees, and by 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila family. Are you ready? DJ LeMahieu back in the lineup after last night's pinch hit. I guess the cortisone is working in his big toe, and he's able to play a full game now. So LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, 1-2-3. Donaldson batting cleanup and playing third. Benintendi batting fifth and playing left. Gleyber DHs. Cabrera plays short. Trevino catching again. Florial in center, and Montas on the mound. And that is your Yankee lineup for tonight. By the way, do you have any idea who they play tonight? Anybody? Anybody? Toronto. Yes, Toronto, by the way, almost got swept by the Baltimore Orioles. I think they won yesterday, but the Orioles, give the Orioles a little credit, right? Orioles turned around having, compared to what people thought they were going to do, a really good year.
A lot of credit.
Yeah.
We were expecting 100 losses from the Orioles. Yeah. We were all making fun of the Orioles for not even trying to compete this year. They currently have the third best bullpen in baseball with a
3.05.
Yeah, 3.05.
They're not going to be a wild card team, though, right? They're too far out, or is it close?
No, they're close. They're like two out, and they shouldn't be a wild card, but they might, man. It's crazy.
Got it. All right, and I promised Gary in Denville, he's been on hold for 2 hours, and I promise I want to hear the story, and I think it's one of those stories that might stay with you for at least a couple seconds, if not hours. Gary's in Denville, New Jersey. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Craigie. How are you?
Doing great. Sorry for the wait. It's Cody's fault.
Not a problem. And by the way, before I get to my story real quick, it's so great to have you back on the air.
Thank
Station
you.
Wasn't the same without you, man.
Thank you very much.
So it's game six of the 1986 World Series.
Yes.
A bunch of my buddies and I are at a bachelor party. We're all diehard Mets fans. We're watching the game. One of them has actually a field-level ticket for the Game 7.
Okay.
And, of course, he's chirping early in the game about it. Fast forward to the ninth inning, Mookie's stepping into the batter box, and totally out of the blue, he stands up, and in a dramatic gesture of his frustration, he tears his Game 7 ticket into about 20 pieces and flings them into the air.
Wait, well, he did it during the Mookie at-bat?
Yes, and then about 30 seconds later, Mookie hits the ball through Buckner's legs, and to this day, I can still see my friend on his hands and knees, tears streaming down his cheeks, trying to pick up the pieces so he could try to take the ticket back together.
Oh. So, wow. Like, I would understand if you ripped him up to start the ninth inning, but by the time Mookie gets up, how do you rip up those tickets?
I never saw anything like it. And like I said, when you started talking about leaving games early,
yeah,
I brought back that memory. I said, I got to tell Craig.
So I guess
that.
I got to ask, was he able to put the ticket back together or no?
No.
Wow.
Oh.
So he didn't get to go to game seven.
That's right. And he had a field level seat.
Wow. That, like, how do you live it with yourself after that? I guess the real question is, do you remember watching Game 7 with him, wherever you guys were?
No, I watched Game 7, but he wasn't with us.
Right, so my gut is that guy couldn't bring himself to watch Game 7 with anybody. He stayed home, and he watched it by himself.
I always made that point. I think he probably hid.
That is, it's funny how there's certain sports moments you remember where you were, like any type of, you know, major moment in world history, you know, the Kennedy assassination, if you're old enough for, you know, the alleged, you know, moonwalk, or Woodstock, who knows, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But I always remember that 1986 Game 6, I started off watching the game at a friend's house named Hal Doft, D-O-F-T, and there's about eight of us or so. And there was one of the guys had his girlfriend with him. And in about the fourth or fifth inning, you know, you're teenagers, right? In 1986, I'm 17 years old. And I guess the mood struck them during game six of the 86 World Series. So they go into the bathroom that was off the TV room that the eight of us or so are watching game six in. All diehard Met fans, right? And the girl and the guy both go into the bathroom together. Like, we all know what's up. They're dating. It's all good. But it's game six, man, right? So after about 5 minutes, he comes out of the bathroom and he asks if any of us have protection. Now, back then, it was normal to A, have a wallet on you, and B, have a condom in your wallet just in case one of those penthouse moments ever really happened, right? Like the pizza delivery girl was hot and ready to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And those condoms stayed in our wallets for decades. Nobody had one, okay? So I'll never forget this. Fourth inning. Hey, guys, anyone have anything? All of us are like, no, man, we don't have anything. Sorry. And he looks at this guy, Hal Doft. It's his house. Hal Doft happens to be an Orthodox Jewish family. You know, separate refrigerators, meat and cheese, all dairy on stuff. And he looks at Hal and he goes, man, you got any saran wrap and rubber bands? And he goes, I think I do. He goes downstairs, you know, whatever he did, he goes to the kitchen or whatever, comes back up a minute later, and he knocks on the bathroom door, and he hands the kid a thing of saran wrap and a bag of rubber bands. Yeah, that was game six, 86.
It got you the win.
Dude, whatever it takes, whatever it took, and it took everything to get that win. Yeah,
it took saran wrap and rubber bands is what it took.
Saran wrap and rubber bands, but the New York Mets won game six. Yes, it's always fun to me. I view game six the way a lot of people view USA-Russia 1980, because that's not the game where we won the gold medal. We still had to beat Finland the next day, but everybody thinks 1980, oh, USA beat Russia and they won the gold. We didn't. We got us to the gold medal game. Well, there's a lot of people, you know, like my kids now. My kids have no idea that there was a Game 7. Because as a Met fan growing up, all I ever told them was about Game 6, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Game 7, if you go back and watch Game 7, we're losing that game too. And it was a great comeback. And then the strawberry home run, you know, breaks it open and it's a rout. But it's funny how Game 6 is not the game we won the World Series in, or the Mets did, I say we, and yet most people talk about it like it is. Nobody ever talks about Game 7, which I don't know, just a little side there.
I'll give you another example of exactly that, how we just kind of forget about these things. Los Angeles Dodgers, 1988, Kirk Gibson was Game 1.
That was Game 1.
Game 1.
That was his only at-bat of the series, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, only at-bat of the series. And the great Vin Scully, she's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
is it
she's gone or she's out of here?
She's gone.
She's gone, right?
High fly ball into deep right field. She is gone.
Yeah, it is. She's gone. There you go. Here's John in Yaphank, one of the great baseball facilities in all of America out in Yaphank, Long Island. What do you got, Johnny?
So last night, I took my two kids to the Yankee game. My son's been driving for about a year, wants to go up to Binghamton to see his friends. So I said, you need some experience, like, driving in the city. So I have him drive in and out of the game. So we get to the game. He did well. We go to seats, enjoying the game. The rain tarps come out, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I turn to my son, and I go, well, what do you want to do? It's your choice. So he's like, Dad, we're in the Bronx. I don't really want to drive in the rain. which will, he was like, let's get out of here.
Wow.
I'm like, all right. I go, if that's what you want to do. He goes, I just don't want to get stuck. He goes, I don't know the Bronx. I said, you know what? You're making an educated choice. So we run to the parking lot. We got a car out. We drive in the rain. We're getting home to Long Island. And we put the game on. Sure enough, we get home, put the game on. We watch the Yankees win. My son turns to me and goes, Dad, I screwed up.
Well, here's the life lesson learned. I guarantee you that your son will never leave a sporting event early ever again, right?
Probably not.
And here's the beauty of it. You now can hold this over his head for the rest of his life. Like, when him and his buddies think they're tough guys and all cool, you'll be the guy that comes in. It'll come up at his wedding. It'll be the best man speech. He will never live this down now.
Well, the sad thing is, it hasn't even been 24 hours, and I've already thrown it up at him. Ask him tonight, you want to go to the game again? He's like, shut up.
That's great, John. Say hi to him, buddy. Appreciate the call. If you are just tuning in, just real quick, want to give you the big news of the day, and that is, of course, that the NFL has come up with an agreement with Deshaun Watson and is going to be an 11-game suspension and a $5 million fine. Now, that is up from a 6-game suspension and no added fine beyond whatever game checks he was going to miss, which was a nominal amount of money because of how the contract was written. Now, to put that in perspective, Deshaun Watson already this year has gotten a $15 million bonus check. So while $5 million is a lot of money, it's a drop in the bucket big picture out of the $230 that he was guaranteed by the Cleveland Browns. And hopefully it does put an end to the saga, and I know it will, until he comes back to play, which will not be until week 13. And just for S's and giggles, I took a look at their schedule. And the Cleveland Browns should be long out of it by the time we get to week 13, where Deshaun Watson's return to football, while it'll be the biggest story that week, barring, you know, some major injury or other story that we can't predict the, you know, the future on, it will not be as big a story as you think, because in my opinion, the Browns will be out of contention by that point. Mm-hmm. I know they're playing the Texans, so that angle will be a story. Deshaun's return, his old city, the whole bit. But I think that's calculated. I think that's calculated that it allows the NFL and everyone involved to kind of move forward. Let's start the season without this hanging over ourselves. No litigation, no court proceedings. As far as the NFL is concerned, moot, done. The criminal part has already been ruled done. There's no indictments coming. He's got one case that's not settled, which he'll settle at some point, but it's civil anyway. And my gut is that this ends it. The question now becomes, for those of you that yelled and screamed 2 weeks ago that the judge's decision that 6 weeks was enough of a suspension wasn't enough, and for those of you that yelled and screamed at Roger Goodell and the NFL that they needed to make a stand here on behalf of all women, on behalf of all men that don't mistreat women, etc., that it needed to be something more powerful, I'm wondering if 11 games and $5 million is now enough for you to go on to some other cause. To say, okay, 11 games, $5 million, they got their pound of salt or sand. Is it salt or sand? What do you get a pound of?
Flesh.
Flesh.
Pound of flesh?
Yeah.
No. It's not salt or sand?
No, it's
flesh.
I've
always heard pound of flesh.
You're going flesh.
I've always heard a pound of flesh.
Big Mac, you're going flesh?
Yes. It's grain of salt or sand.
No, they got their pound of salt.
No.
Their pound of sand?
I've never heard that.
Again, no. Sorry, drop something.
And Zoo, you're going flesh?
Yeah, it's a pound of flesh.
So it's three flesh.
Pound of flesh.
And I'm over here by myself.
Yeah.
All right, well,
It's literally from something. It's from The Merchant of Venice. He literally wants a pound of flesh back.
Okay, I'm just asking. For some reason,
that's where the phrase
I thought
came.
It was a pound of sand or a pound of salt.
No.
I will look it up during the break. Anyway.
Okay.
Is 11 games and $5 million enough for you to say that for a guy that was not found to have done anything criminal, but, you know, 24 women, you know, said he did something, is that enough? Like, are you okay now? Can we move on? or is there something else you want the NFL to now do in regards to Deshaun Watson? You follow me, Cody?
Yes.
Like, like there's so many people out there that became so kind of holier than thou and got on their soapboxes claiming, hey, here's another example. The NFL doesn't give a damn about women and their safety. Okay, they doubled the suspension and they added $5 million on top of it. I'm just trying to figure out if that's enough for everybody and can we now move on and not accuse the NFL of being soft when it comes to penalizing guys that are accused of doing bad things.
I think the NFL is going to be stuck in a situation that this is bad PR no matter what the situation is, period. Whether it was going to be a year, that wasn't going to be enough for a lot of people. Whether it was going to be six games, that wasn't going to be enough. And obviously the 11 games is not going to be enough for some people. But I think maybe the NFL had looked at this on a PR side and just saying, what's the least painful PR thing? And I think they're looking at it like if Deshaun Watson comes back at 11 games or 12 games, it might get a little more muted. Like you said, their team's not going to be in it anymore. They're playing against the Texans. No one's going to care as much as if it were starting the season fresh after 2 years off. And, you know, this is still hanging over his head. I mean, this is going to hang over his head for the rest of his career. But he, at this point, will have been played, what, five, six games?
I'm sorry. Say that last part again.
But at this point, when he comes back next year, he will have played five or six games this season.
Yeah, that's it. He's going to play so well. He will have played six games in 2 years. I mean, that's really about it. Now, I am seeing on Twitter that pound of salt is not wrong. Neither is a pound of sand. A pound of sand, according to Walt Ness, means you're angry. A pound of salt also started in this country back during commercial salt mine operations. So I did not invent the saying pound salt or pound sand. It means get lost.
Yeah, so, no, that's completely different.
What do you mean different?
Go pound sand means go hit the bricks or, you know,
lost. Kick rocks. Kick rocks.
You said, for those of you who want your pound of, that's the expression is pound
so
of flesh.
So I'm using it wrong.
Correct.
But the expression is legit. I'm just using the expression in the wrong manner. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, no. Here's what I'm saying. You're wrong. All right. You can try and twist it in any way that, you know, in other, you know, ways the phrase is used, but you used it incorrectly. In that scenario, it is a pound of flesh.
Fair.
Okay.
But the saying a pound of sand, a pound of salt does exist. I just didn't use it correctly. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't invent the saying, right?
I thought it was pound, as in, like, pound your feet on the sand as you walk away.
Sand,
not pound of sand, the physical weight of pound.
Okay, but there's a saying, pound of sand, pound salt.
Yeah, but you're trying to use it in some sort of justification of being slightly right. You were not even slightly right. You were incorrect.
That's not what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm asking. That's exactly what you're asking.
What I'm asking,
you're trying to get
quite simply, my friend,
you're
is...
You're trying to make it as though you're not 100% wrong. That's
what
you're trying to say.
I'm not 100% wrong in that there is a saying, pound sand, pound salt.
There are words pound, sand, and salt.
But people
and you
use
put
them
all
together.
Three together. I've heard it put together, I suppose.
Yes, that's what I'm
but
saying.
That doesn't mean you were correct in the way you've said it.
But you've heard them put together before. You've heard someone say pound sand, pound salt. Now, I used it incorrectly.
Yeah.
I'll take the loss on that. But the notion that the saying doesn't exist, you guys are wrong. I take a win on that.
No.
So I'm 1-1.
No. It's pound sand or pound salt. It's not pound of. You said pound of. You said pound of salt.
I may have said that.
Yeah, you did.
I may have added that of.
Mm-hmm.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I know your games. You're trying to justify, you just accept it. It's pound of flesh, it's all.
Pound sand. Pound salt.
Right.
Pound of flesh.
Correct.
All right, so we're pretty
much. It's from the Merchant of Venice, like I told you.
We're in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're kind of on the same page.
No.
Pretty much, we're all kind of like
the
right where we need to
you
be.
Were just wrong for a half a second, which is really not that big of a deal to own up to. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're going in circles to try and we said pound of flesh quickly, you move on. But you're going in circles just to like
because
come
I
around to some sort of justification on it.
Pound sand is a saying. People use it. Pound salt is a saying. People use it. I just used it incorrectly. I'll take the loss on that. But let's not look at me like I invented a saying.
Right.
I didn't.
Okay.
That's all. Okay. Pound of flesh.
Right.
Pound sand. Mm-hmm. Similar, but different.
Mm-hmm.
Very
I can
similar.
See it. I can see it. That's okay. It's a law. It's a little Cody, roundabout way, but I can see it.
No, you're just trying to end it, and I understand why, Cody. I get it, but don't fall into this trap. I don't fall into it.
Here's Dave in Atlantic City on the fan. Yo, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, awesome. First of all, I remember back in the day, maybe 10 years ago on Boomer and Carton, Carton had his first about everyone thought he was crazy when he talked about having one pitcher go in, dominate an inning, go to the next pitcher.
Right.
Well, Craig had it first, just saying.
I did. It was my idea years ago that every pitcher should just pitch one inning every night, and that's it.
Yeah, my other point on the Deshaun Watson, this whole deal is really to screw the Browns, not Deshaun Watson, because if the penalty would have been 12 games, they would have pushed the contract off a year, giving the Browns $45 million in cap space. By doing 11 games, they're totally screwing the Browns, and it doesn't make a difference with Deshaun Watson because he's getting his guaranteed money regardless.
Well, he's losing $5 million of the guaranteed money, correct. I mean, and I think that was as big a part of this as the extra five games on the suspension part, is that they wanted him to feel it financially. Now, how do you make a guy who's already made a lot of money, who's set to make a guaranteed $230 million, how do you make him feel that in his wallet? Now, they decided, and they negotiated this with Deshaun's agents, apparently, that $5 million would make him feel it, that it's not a small enough number where it's like tip money, and it's not enough money where the NFLPA was going to say, we're going to fight that in court. Now, a lot of people think it's not enough. A lot of people think it's too much. I'm sure if you asked Deshaun Watson and his agents, they thought he shouldn't get a single day of suspension, that he shouldn't be fined a nickel. My gut is that they'll go to the graves believing that based on the evidence that they've looked at. But there was no way that Deshaun Watson was going to avoid some type of punishment. And when you do have $230 million guaranteed coming in, if someone said to you, put all your troubles away by writing a $5 million check, guess what? You do it. I mean, to be fair, the owner of the Mets was given an opportunity years ago to write a check for $2 billion to make all his troubles go away. He could afford it. He wrote the check. So it just comes down to what can you afford, what can you live with, and what sends a message that, hey, as a league, we're showing the community that we're taking it seriously. And that's all this is about. This is about image now. It's about PR. It's about, yeah, if Deshaun Watson only got a six-game suspension and the way his contract is written, he loses like $100,000, no big deal, or whatever the number is, people are going to say that we're soft. People are going to say that we don't respect, you know, the well-being and health of women when they encounter NFL players. And I'm not saying that's accurate. That's the image of it. So the NFL had to make a stand image-wise that six games was not enough. You could argue that all day if you wanted to. There is a position to argue that Deshaun Watson didn't deserve a single game suspension, and there's a position to argue that it should have been a year suspension. I get both sides of it. So they had to come up with a number and an amount that would appease everybody. I don't know if they did or not. My gut is that they did. $5 million, 11 games. My gut is no one's protesting outside the NFL offices tonight on Park Avenue that he didn't get enough. Cody, you agree?
I agree that there probably won't be protests. But you know what? To the caller's point that how much this actually screws the Browns a little bit, this is leaving them in a position that they're going to have to go with Jacoby Brissett for 11 games, where they could have, literally could have, gone and finally gotten Jimmy G out of San Francisco to take on the year.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a chance of that just because of the money involved. But I mean, who knows what they would have done if they knew Deshaun Watson. They may have never messed with Baker Mayfield. Maybe he's their quarterback. You never know what they would have done. But I know this. The New York Jets play them in week two. This is a good thing for the New York Jets. Now Joe Flacco or Zach Wilson has to go out there week two and beat the Browns' ass. Because there's no excuse now. You cannot lose to Jacoby Brissett and the Cleveland Browns. That's how I view it. Good news for us. That's a W on my calendar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.